How to interrupt addictive behavior before it becomes your default coping strategy. Few people think of their coping habits as addictive behavior. You just scroll to unwind, clean to feel in control, and say yes to avoid conflict. These responses feel normal, even productive, don't they? Now, when behaviors or actions become your automatic way of dealing with stress, then they can start to affect how you move through life. You stop asking what you need and start reacting to what feels familiar. That's exactly how addictive behavior takes root. Not only from making apparently dangerous choices, but with a slow drift into patterns that feel easier than facing what's underneath. Addictive behavior isn't always about substances or toxic extremes. It's the repeated actions you lean on to avoid discomfort, numb out, or feel in control. When those actions become automatic, they determine how you deal with life, even when things don't need fixing. Why it's hard to tell you have an addictive personality. It's easy to confuse addictive behavior with coping. After all, both are responses to stress. However, there's a big difference between something that helps you process and something that helps you avoid. The problem is, avoidance feels easier. It's faster. It gives you a sense of relief without asking you to deal with what's underneath. Here's what makes this tricky. You're praised for being productive, even when you're using work to escape. You're seen as helpful, even when you're saying yes to everything to feel needed. You're told to stay strong, even when you're using distractions to avoid grief. Patterns like these don't always seem unhealthy from the outside, yet inside, they keep you from resting, reflecting, and reconnecting with what you truly need. How addictive behavior becomes your default. When you rely on the same response every time stress hits, your brain starts to treat it as normal. Eventually, you don't even think about it. You just do it. That's what makes it a default, because it ceases to be a conscious choice anymore. It's a reflex. Usually, this gets worse when you always feel guilty for resting or saying no. You use being busy to avoid emotional discomfort. You feel anxious when things are calm, so you stir up activity. Over time, these responses become your baseline. You start to feel like you need them to function. And that's when addictive behavior starts to take root, not because you're weak, but because you've been surviving. What interrupting that behavior actually means. Interrupting addictive behavior doesn't mean cutting it off cold. It means pausing long enough to ask yourself what's really going on. It means noticing the pattern before it takes over. It means choosing something different, even if it's uncomfortable. Ask yourself what you're avoiding. Instead of jumping into a habit, take 30 seconds to ask, what am I trying not to feel right now? You don't need to solve it. Just say what it is out loud. Change your environment. If your go-to response is tied to a place, like your desk, your kitchen, your phone, step away from it. Go outside. Sit somewhere new. Break the loop. Delay the reaction. Give yourself a buffer. If you feel the urge to scroll, clean, snack, or say yes to something, wait 5 minutes. That delay helps you regain choice. Replace the habit with something grounding. Instead of reaching for the habit, try something else that connects you to your body. Stretching, breathing, walking, or journaling. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be different. Talk to someone who won't judge you. Interrupting a pattern is easier when you're not doing it alone. Whether it's a counselor, a mentor, or a trusted friend, having someone who listens without fixing is powerful. Why this matters more than you think. Interrupting addictive behavior isn't just about breaking a habit. It's about reclaiming your ability to respond instead of react. It's about permitting yourself to feel without rushing to be in control. This means learning that discomfort isn't dangerous and that you don't have to earn rest, peace, or connection. When you start noticing your patterns, you start making space for healing. You stop living on autopilot and choose what truly helps instead of what just numbs. Ready to talk to someone who gets it? If you're tired of relying on coping strategies that leave you feeling drained, it's okay to admit that. Reach out to our reception team today to schedule an appointment with a professional Christian counselor in Allen, Texas. Talking to someone who understands addictive behavior and how it affects your daily life can help you build new patterns that support you in a way that works for you.